Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Second hour here, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106 for the game. Paul Kuharski in this week for Robbie Stanley. Robbie and Rex Road sponsored by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are broadcasting for the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. In an hour, I'm going to give you an hour notice here, all right? We got a giveaway, Athletes Unlimited, a family pack of four tickets to the Athletes Unlimited, professional basketball games in Nashville Municipal Auditorium on Saturday. I hope this is wrong, Keezer, because this says on Saturday, February 8th, and right now it's February 10th. Don't shake your head. You need to answer for this. Is this a real thing or no?
I just put what I see, man.
Oh, God. All right, so maybe I won't give something away if it really did happen two days ago.
Way to read it without checking the date.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point, too. And if it did happen, then you saw star players including Alicia Clark, Sydney Colson, Lexi Brown, Jordan Horson, Isabel Harrison, and more. If it didn't happen, and say maybe it's this Saturday, then we will give it away. I think we should give something away for all that wasted time there. So we'll see. We will let you know. There's a lot of reaction, PK, to things that we've been saying about Tom Brady. Beth Early on the text line says, "Geez, guys, can you not just enjoy the game? Your one host is always grumpy and miserable. Pretty sure y'all couldn't do that job calling the game."
Yeah.
your reaction.
What's your name?
Beth,
you ever go to a restaurant and not have a meal that's not great? I couldn't cook it, but I'm expecting the chef to be good.
Yeah.
Because he's a chef.
Expecting the announcer who makes 10 mil. What's he making a year? 20?
37 a year.
37? Good Lord. Is he really?
So this idea, if you can't do something, you can't criticize it, is preposterous. The fireman, I expect to put out a fire. I can't put out the fire. I have no experience putting out fires, but he's trained to be a civil servant and put out the fire. I mean, we could use this, your theory on everything. Name a job. The garbage collector. Well, he drives that truck and he manipulates those handles to take my trash and throw it into his thing. I can't do that. Does that mean I can't expect him to do it properly? Let's go on and on and on with jobs that people are trained to do. Now, most of them aren't getting $37 million a year to do it. But can I just enjoy the game? I could enjoy it a lot better if the guy who's commentating on it tells me something I don't know instead of speaks like the flag football coach at the YMCA.
And there you have it. I figured you might knock that one out of the park. Okay, commercials. Anything? I thought there were some good ones. I thought the food one, you know, McConaughey has had the food thing all year. You know, right? The little food. It was like a little teaser commercial with Jerry Rice and Christian McCaffrey.
It's an expansion of what they've been doing.
It was pretty good.
It's fun.
I thought it was good.
But that's been around a little bit already, the full one.
I think
that's a problem.
Well,
some of these aren't
Friday.
Debuted.
Well, it came out Friday, right? So, yes, a lot of times they'll do that now. They'll release them early. I like it when you get them for the first time.
I'm getting McConaughey overexposure.
Okay.
Here. He's also doing that AI planning one where he doesn't get the right dinner reservation or he doesn't get the right airport thing, and he's running through an airport. There's too much. This fleshy cowboy head thing on Tubi is disgusting. I have no interest in that. It's an absolute disaster.
Seal as a Seal was good. Seal as a Seal was good.
That
also, Willem Dafoe, even though he freaks me out, the Willem Dafoe pickleball Mick Ultra commercial.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
I thought the Dove commercial, if you're going for like a nice theme with a girl who at 3 these legs are unstoppable, at 14 she'll think they're unbearable. Very, you don't know what's coming in that, and it really hit you over the head. I thought Salty Ritz was pretty good with Aubrey Plaza. Yeah. Everybody being salty at the Ritz. The Harrison Ford commercial is just the kind of commercial I can't stand now, where a guy who's filthy rich does a big sellout thing and Jeep is freedom. And now if you're American, you go buy a Jeep and they fly the flag. And even though my name is Ford.
I like the 80s flag football one. I mean, I very much support flag football, all 50 states. I like the little 80s throwback.
Is flag football going to be a thing? Like, I know the NFL's pushing it like crazy, but is girls' flag football in high school going to be the thing the NFL wants it to be?
I don't know about that, but it's coming here, and I'm very excited about that. So, I mean, I think it's got a chance to really get some momentum.
I think Garage Beer did a good job getting its name out there. I could see people, like, picking up a six-pack of Garage Beer to check it out.
As someone pointed out up there, yes, the breast cancer commercial was that was an eye opener. I thought that was effective. It certainly got everyone's attention, and then brought. Did you miss that one?
Missed that one. I did do some cooking yesterday.
Okay,
yeah. I did do some cooking. I wanted to make sure my boy and I were well fed. My wife doesn't eat a tremendous amount, and then my boy disappeared, and he was at his buddy's house. So I have a lot of leftover food.
Yeah, gotcha. Halftime show. Not one of the greatest of all time, very polarizing, but I thought it was, I mean, look, Kendrick Lamar is great, and I'm not a huge...
How old are you?
I'm 52.
All right, so you're disqualified, frankly, from this. There's a line, about 35. If you're under 35, this is pop culture.
So you're not allowed to like. You can only like music from your era, because I don't
pretty
like
much
most hip hop.
I think it's almost a fact that at 40, you stop liking new music. Okay. Almost a fact. And so for me to say I don't like it, and for people who said worst halftime show ever and stuff, almost universally over 35. I'm going to acknowledge this. It's not for me. I hated it. But I have no business. It's not for me. So I have no business judging it. It's not for you either. I think anybody over 35 saying they loved it is faker.
Well, that's stupid. So I mostly like, I like classic hip hop. And I kind of, my line is probably around Jay-Z about 25 years ago. I don't really like much new rock. Don't really like much new rap. Got turned on to Kendrick Lamar. By people who are into him.
Are 35 or under?
My kid's a huge fan of him, and I don't like most of his stuff.
Do you like your parents' music?
Some of it. I mean, my parents turned me on to, like, 70s music, right? I mean, like, so, like, in the car, I still love all those 70s pop tunes, right? Including some, like, Rolling Stone. I mean, they got me into stuff that I still love today, absolutely. So my kid, I think Kendrick Lamar is maybe the best lyricist in the history of rap. Also, you have some knowledge of the Drake thing, right? You have some knowledge of this.
Some knowledge. Don't care at all.
The entire stadium yelled Minor last night, like in this song, which is completely annihilating Drake. Like, if you have knowledge of that, you have to at least be like, wow, that's something else. And then, of course, those people are bringing up Samuel L. Jackson screaming, "Tighten up," which I don't... I don't think that was a Tennessee Titans.
I mean, it's a desperate like grasp at relevancy for Titans fans that are connecting it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but it was kind of funny. But yeah, I in general, I disagree with you. Look, again, I don't like that much new music. I mostly have the stuff that I love, and it's enough of it that I.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I have gotten into Kendrick Lamar way before this, way before the Drake stuff. He's incredible. He's an incredible lyricist. And, hip hop is, as much as anything, it's writing. It's the words. And the stuff he does with words is truly
incredible. Okay, what's your favorite song of his then?
My favorite song is probably I love the one album that it came out like 3 years ago, the whole album. My favorite song is probably the song he did with Dre, the, and now the titles, the song I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you can't burn them on that, not coming up with a title, because we're old and we don't remember stuff like that. That's
good. Try.
I'll buy that. To you. But yeah. I don't buy that he likes it as much as he says. I think most people fake it. I do. I think most older people that fake that they're into a genre that they are not the target audience for, fake it. They want to be hip to the culture.
So, again, so if I like a new rock band, is that okay or not? Is that faking it?
It's less likely that you're faking
it. So because it's black music versus white music?
That it's rap music versus non-rap music.
I'm a lover. I mean, I'll show you my iTunes. It's 50% hip hop.
I know you're fully invested in the faking.
The faking was stuff that came out when I was 12, 14, 17, 19. That's faking.
Oh, that stuff you probably.
That's what it is.
This isn't.
Oh, okay. PK has spoken.
We put the closed captions on.
PK
has
spoken.
We put the closed caption on in my house. It helped.
Yeah. All right, we come back. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers of the Titans. Robbie and Rexo, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexo, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Paul Kuharski in for Robbie. So you listened to a little bit of The Recipe, which is the song that I failed to come up with a title for. It's a pretty great jam. I guess Big Joe's over here talking some trash. No, the album, the Duckworth is the Kendrick Lamar stuff, Duckworth, about like his dad and everything. It's pretty amazing stuff. A lot of people on the text line saying Eminem is the best lyricist. I think he was
Eminem
up there.
Eminem is impressive.
I think he was up there, and I think he still is, but I think this guy's better. And you can rip me and call it fake if you want, but he's pretty amazing. Look, the show yesterday wasn't like a lot of his hits. It was a lot of deeper cuts, and I don't know, like the presentation of it. You know, again, it's not, to me, one of the great ones of all time. Keith says it's the second best halftime show ever behind Prince. The art, the choreography, the symbolism, the music, it was perfection, says Keith. So
the one thing I noticed about him,
a wide range of opinion.
I had my kid talk me through it when we were driving home from somewhere yesterday before the game. And I noticed in the songs that he had me listening to and in the song that you just had me listen to, the first person who sings or raps in all of these songs is not Kendrick Lamar.
Right. Yeah.
That tells me something.
Dre is first on The Recipe. That is true. Listen to Swimming Pools. That's all him.
I think I've had my fill.
Dustin from Hopkinsville said, there used to be dancing, good voices, not just smoke and mirrors. I love Kendrick's music, but it's not for the Super Bowl. Et cetera, et cetera. Long message there. But, yeah, you know, it was, I guess, polarizing.
I'm disqualified for talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we can all talk about it. But what about Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to be a Tennessee Titan? Because I must say that with the report this weekend, the Jets have made it official to him that they're out on him. And indications that he didn't necessarily, you know, like he wants to keep going. I have to think, PK, that after this weekend, there's a higher percentage chance that that Aaron Rodgers is a Tennessee Titan than I would have thought going into the weekend. Agree or disagree?
Well, agree in that they need a quarterback, and he's an available quarterback, and they have to look at every available quarterback. He's not going to cost them trade compensation. So, you know, is he in the mix? Yes. Is he, you know, closer to the ideal? And there being no ideal possibility, I'd say no. I mean, he did throw, you know, a decent number of interceptions. Now a lot more touchdowns certainly than they got last year, but I think nearly as many picks as Levis last year. I had it up on my screen. It's now gone.
His numbers were better than I thought they would be based on watching him, but no, it's less than ideal in a lot of ways.
Yeah. No, he threw 11 interceptions to Levis's 12. Now I know the Titans' interception problems were also Mason Rudolph related. Look, I just think there's so much baggage with him that it's a tough thing to bring in. And if you're bringing it in, you're saying, well, we can manage it some. And I don't think you can manage it some. I think the guy is overbearing. If you're trying to build a culture, that culture needs to come from the coach primarily and somewhat from the GM in terms of who he brings in. And Borgonzi was talking about, I think, Mike DeVito and Anthony Fasano and guys like that that were culture setters who were the mortar of what they began to build at Kansas City. Now, your big guys obviously need to really be like that. And Aaron Rodgers isn't a team builder type of guy. He's also going to want to go somewhere where he's got a chance at winning. I don't know that he's going to have a big choice in front of him in terms
That's
of
the
platter.
Thing. Like, if it's a combo of I'm not done. I want to keep playing. But does that include anything you get? Like, Ryan Tannehill basically is like, I'll be here. I'm not going to officially retire. I'll be here if a contender loses a starter. To me, Aaron Rodgers, you would think, would only be in the business of ring chasing anymore. Like, Matthew Stafford, to me, he's playing if he's got a chance on a team that has a chance to do something. Is Aaron Rodgers going to keep going if his only starting opportunity is the 3-14 Tennessee Titans?
You know, that's the only place where the proximity to home comes in.
He does have a home.
If the Titans
He does won. Have a home here.
But don't make a huge deal out of that. You're probably at 2 o'clock going to hear like, oh, well, he lives down the street, so it's perfect for everybody. The Titans don't give a damn where he lives. They don't. It's not a fact.
But I will say, though, like,
makes it easier for him.
Yeah, like
if he's choosing like, well, I don't really want to play for a loser team, but this one's down the street.
Exactly. Like, it's like, well, gosh, I don't want to live in Vegas. I don't want Brady telling me what to do. But I do have a home here in Nashville. And
see, I don't buy that. If the check's right and the opportunity's right, these guys go live anywhere. They sign with teams that they haven't even
But I'm
visited.
Saying, but again, I'm just saying, like you just said, is it on the pros and cons list? Is it on the pros?
For him, it is.
Yeah.
For Titans, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, I never said
People tend to think it means something when a guy says, I would like to play for the Titans. It doesn't mean anything if the Titans don't want him to play for them.
Well, sure. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was somebody asked at the Super Bowl, like some pending free agent. Or no, Miles Garrett was asked. I think he threw a no. But, I mean, if he says a yes, it doesn't matter if the Titans aren't willing to trade for him. People tend to think this is like an even teeter-totter. Like, if the player wants to be here, well, that's 50% of the equation. No, it's not. It's not. 100% of the equation is if the team wants you here.
I mean, Myles Garrett's going to play for the Cleveland Browns this year. And
yes.
We will all have had a lot of conversation about something
Or if he's
happens.
Not, there'll be a blockbuster deal with somebody good, like Washington.
Nashville's best deal this week, 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. 312 Pizza Company serves the best pizza in town, as well as Chicago-style eats like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and more. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get half off a $30 gift card to 312 Pizza Company while supplies last. When we come back, we will continue the Titans quarterback situation, the big question of the offseason. Robbie and Rexro, 102.5, 106. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexro. Sponsored by First Horizon Bank, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Brisk here in the studio. PK, you all right over there, buddy?
It's freezing.
It's amazing how cold it gets
at times. The sweatshirt and the jacket are doing okay, but I don't have long johns or high socks. And that's the problem. The lower body.
Yeah.
Lower body's really
right.
taking a beat.
Right. That's – you can't – the extremities, man, gotta keep them warm. Back in here talking Titans and the topic that will, maybe it'll only be another month or so, PK. You know, there's a long time until the draft, but Titans could obviously solve the mystery of QB here in about a month, a little bit more than a month when free agency hits. So I'm of the mind that Aaron Rodgers is at least more of a possibility because I kind of thought, honestly, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets were just going to have another year together.
I did too.
What if Aaron Rodgers coming here means Davante Adams coming here?
See,
I don't want this whole thing. You don't like that?
I don't want him controlling the personnel of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I understand you don't want all of the washed-up Packers. But Davante Adams is still pretty good.
Well, he's going to cost you something. And I don't want them spending draft capital on guys that Aaron Rodgers wants. I want them spending draft capital on guys that Mike Borgonzi wants.
What if?
I mean, isn't that the plan?
What if Mike Borgonzi wants Davante Adams?
You think he wants to spend draft capital on Davante Adams?
You know, speaking of Borgonzi and the Titans, front office berserker situation, Brinker and what he thinks of Rodgers, obviously would be huge in this, right?
And here's the problem with that for me. Everybody presumes he loves him and wants him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he could think he's washed up, could think he's a prima donna, could totally not be into that. We don't know. But the presumption that everybody who's been with somebody in the past loves that person is way too widespread.
Well, sometimes it's the exact opposite.
Yes. But we never talk about
it. I mean,
that.
When he was there, things went pretty well.
Yeah.
There was all the stuff with there was stuff that went on. And there were distractions, and there was an increasing distraction situation with him that he continued after leaving there. But things are pretty good on the field.
Yes. But it's also a long time ago. And there's been a lot that's happened on the field since.
That's what it really comes down to, is what do you think of him as a player anymore?
Now.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I would opt for a younger option if possible. You know, if the Darnold thing were to materialize. But then you're talking about, I think, a pretty significant investment. I think somebody is going to pay him.
You're also looking to set a long-term culture. Right, so you want a guy that's going to set a path. Not necessarily, he doesn't have to. We've had this debate with Tannehill and Malik Willis and everything. He doesn't have to groom the next guy, train the next guy, all of that. He can do that by example and such and such. But he's very much a me guy. And to me, it butts heads with the whole kind of culture that they're talking about setting up. It's at conflict with that to me.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fair. But then tell me why the Packers won so much
Packers won so much because he was an otherworldly talent at the time he was playing for the Packers.
So if you're
and the
so
Packers were managed
amount of talent, there's a certain amount of talent that can overcome cultural issues.
Absolutely. And they knew how to manage it. I mean, he grew up in their – in their building, and so they knew him from the start, and he was less weird early, Joe.
Yeah,
he wasn't doing ayahuasca at the beginning. He wasn't
as far as we know,
he wasn't playing word games with inoculation and vaccination and all of that stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's but was he a me, but apart from that stuff, the me guy thing, right? Because there was all the stuff with his family that went on, that's all through that time.
His relationships,
right?
And all of that. But look, I'm not saying me guy may be a little hard, but in Green Bay, he had his personnel, right? It's since he left Green Bay that he had to bring his personnel from Green Bay, right? Is he willing to come in and work with your people? Or does he have to have his people? Well, and with the Jets, he had to have his people.
Yeah. Well, right.
Because I mean, that, he went to Hackett.
It's not like he chose those people with Green Bay. They built a good team around him, and then he just liked those guys. And
had to have them in his next stop.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to have them in his next stop? Yeah.
Again, I mean, Adams is the one guy that, to me, is still intriguing. He's not what he was, I don't think, a couple years ago.
Is he worth a fourth? I mean, I'd give him fourth for him, but he had 67 catches, 854 yards. That's a 12.7 average. And how old is he here? He's not a young man anymore. He's 32. I don't want a 32-year-old wide receiver.
Yeah.
I got to get away from that.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean, to me, it's like if you had a good version of him with Ridley, at least then you can address other things, because as we've talked about with this team, they just have so many things to deal with. You're not going to deal with them all effectively. I'd rather that they draft a receiver this year and have a young receiver to be, sort of like what A.J. Brown was for them before they moved him and watched him win a Super Bowl ring last night. But yeah, if you were to get an Adams or whatever, if you were to get a T. Higgins.
No.
Well, you say no, but I mean, then you do have a pretty good, two starting receiver situation, and you can deal with other things if you so choose and have a more complete roster quicker. Still, at some point, have to get the next guy. But, you're gonna have to address some of this stuff with veterans.
Yeah. But how about Josh Sweat instead? Address a different spot than what you addressed wide receiver in free agency last year with Ridley. So now draft a wide receiver and go get Josh Sweat or Trey Smith.
Yeah. You could do that too. How much do you think that they're, speaking of that, how much do you think they're actually going to do in free agency?
It sounds like not a lot. I mean, to me, I've been using him as an example. I think they're looking for a bunch of Sebastian Joseph Days. You know, guys, solid guys who can fill in the cracks, but not the guys who are going to be the stars of the team. Now, I would hope they would get one at least, somebody like Sweat or Smith.
If you're not getting any difference makers in free agency, you're going to be bad next year.
And when you have the cap capacity. I think looking at what they did last year, they think they overdid it maybe.
I understand that sentiment. Well, but then
it's easy to have in hindsight.
But
also,
it's choices, right? I mean, the spending. If you make good choices, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Then spend the money. If you make bad choices, slash, you trade for a guy.
Yeah, don't trade.
Who gave you nothing, and you will not draft in the third round this year because of it. Well, that's the problem. That doesn't mean you. To me, I don't understand the logic of. It's like you have the hard ass coach, and then it's like, okay, we're gonna draft the nice guy, or you're gonna hire the nice. In free agency in the NFL, when you're this bad and you have this cap space, to me, there's no excuse for not trying to. Again, you just have to make good choices, just like in the draft. You have to build through the draft. You have to make good choices. If you make good choices in both of them, you'll have a good team.
Yeah. Well, they've emphasized supplement, which is fine. But you have to have something to supplement first. So I'm with you. Like, you still have to, ideally, you still have to add a couple big free agents until, he's talking about 30 picks in 3 years with 12 in the top 100. Well, that's great. You're a long way, though, from adding those 30 players, which is an unrealistic number, frankly. And 12 in the top 100 is unrealistic when you have two this year. And maybe the third one's right on the periphery of that.
It requires the one being moved for a haul.
Right. But until you start to get those players in, you have to fill a lot of cracks. And like you're saying, it makes sense still to take a couple big swings. Smart swings.
You have to.
And not as many as last year, but a couple. If you can go get a top flight guard and a pass rusher while still addressing offensive line and edge. You have multiple needs. You don't just need one edge rusher.
Of course, right. Well, sure.
And you don't just need one offensive lineman. So you have to take multiple avenues to them.
But you also have to look at it in terms of what's strong in the draft. And edge is stronger than a lot of positions of the draft. And it's not a great receiver. I mean, by the analysts, it's not a great receiver draft. So I think you can, you could probably get a pretty good edge in the second round. I would say probably better than the receiver you're going to get in the second round. Again, based on what people think of the draft. Will on Music Row says, weren't we all ecstatic about the moves last offseason? Well, I don't know about ecstatic, but obviously I thought Snead was, hell man, that's big time. I thought Snead and Awuzie, we talked about on the show. So this is the most talented corner group they've ever had. We saw them play like four plays together, which is in part is bad luck, but also might be, Borgonzi taking advantage of the Titans and coming to inherit the mess he helped create.
No, it looked good coming in, but that's fine for us. It looks good coming in. It's on them what they do after the year.
Ridley ended up by the end of the year. To me, it's like if you get good quarterbacking and good protection of your quarterback, Ridley's. I don't hate that signing right now.
No, and Pollard was good.
Pollard was good too. It's not like it was all bad. Imagine not doing those things and then this 3-14 team and what it would have been, right?
Well, it would have been 3-14.
That might have been 2-15.
Yeah.
Maybe 1-6.
That's kind of the big point. Like, you spent all that and you got nothing.
Right, but at least in terms of results. Right, but moving forward, you feel fine about running back. You feel fine about one receiver spot. So this offseason, you better feel fine about other positions. You cannot – if you – like draft and develop, okay. But if it's going to be just nibbling around the edges in free agency, unless you have an ungodly draft, you're going to be a terrible football team next year. There's no way around it.
Yeah, terrible football team that fires its coach that then
right.
resets
and then,
the
and
clock
now let's
again.
Let's start the clock on something else. And, yeah, I think it's a critical spending month of March, but we'll see what they do. When we come back, someone's going to give you a rant on Robbie and Rex, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And I'm going to egg your house. Egg your house. And there we go.
You're making good money if you're egging houses.
What's that?
You're making good money if you're egging houses.
Oh, because of how expensive the eggs are? Yeah.
Very expensive. Getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, that's weird. I thought that was supposed to not happen. That's a fair point. You got to really, really want it if you're going to egg someone's house. But the offer remains, PK. If we're going to do fireworks beyond the window of
weren't
when
we,
it's okay to do fireworks.
Were we setting up a company to egg people's houses?
Yes, I think we were. Yeah.
The price is what's keeping us from starting that.
Yeah. Business. Yeah, the overhead's a little high, but we could still do it. So sorry.
How are you turning these eggs into this rant?
I have no idea. I want to talk quickly. Before we get back into football, I want to tell you about a contact sport that I saw up close this weekend, and my goodness, how much rugby have you watched?
Very little.
Okay, well,
I've watched as much rugby as I've listened to Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, well, you just listened to a little bit of the recipe, and it's a kind of a catchy jam. You got to admit.
No, I don't.
You're like, yeah, it's not Springsteen. So look, my kid is now a Ravenwood Raptor, by the way. So he's
pump up Ravenwood.
Yeah, that's right.
Start a full baseball practice today.
At least, yeah, that's
Raptors
right. That's
baseball.
Right. Simon's out there for baseball practice. In terms of there's a rugby club team, and apparently, all the football wasn't enough. So let's find other ways to smash into people. I tell you what, and I've always respected rugby. I've watched it on TV and I didn't totally understand it, but I was like, man, you know, it's pretty cool.
Do you understand it now?
I do understand it better.
Does he understand it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've done a pretty good job of teaching them all the intricacies and the rules and things like that. But we Ravenwood Raptors won, both games in Knoxville, and my God, you know, the no helmet thing is effective, right? Like some people say in football, take the helmets on, we won't have all these issues, right? With the head stuff. And there is obviously, I mean, people keep their heads on the stuff. I mean, but the physicality of that sport, it is something else, man. I mean, because, you know, when you get taken to the ground, that's when – then it really gets – because then they're trying to get the ball after you're tackled, and then you've got the shoving and pushing, and that's not even getting into the scrums. But some of the tackles and the smashing into bodies that I saw this weekend, it was – I mean, I tell you, my kid was just bruised up, muddied, bloodied, two knots on his head.
And he loves this.
And he freaking loves it.
How many Nolanvilleites are allowed on Nolansville? There's
an
Raptors.
S in it. Yeah, we've got, I believe, three or four of our football players are on the squad, and one of them kind of got him into the idea. So, but anyway, I respect the sport. I enjoy it. I get it more now. And, man, I thought that maybe it would be a little bit of a step back, but in some ways it is more physical. You get in, like, these scrums, you know, the scrums,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
scrums. I mean, you know, these metal cleats and there's – I mean –
metal cleats?
Yes.
What are they doing?
The potential to Yes. And he still has a huge gas from practice, from getting cleated. It's something else. So
I'm waiting for the rant part.
The rant is, wow, rugby is wild. There's the rant. I gave you the option of doing the rant, and I thought you were going to take it. You usually take it.
I usually take it, and I'll try to have some this week that will actually be rants.
There we go. Trevor says, as long as it's Stilly the Pooh's house, I'll pay whatever price to supply the eggs. Well, we're not going to egg him.
Right.
I wouldn't want to egg him.
I would. I would want to. I wouldn't, but I would want to.
He doesn't even have a ladder. He wouldn't be able to get up there and wipe the egg off his house.
Right.
Someone's making a crack about you and Chelsea. Chelsea, your team? Oh, there it is. Yeah, Chelsea football. And why is that? Speaking of fakers and, trying to be with the trend, why is Chelsea your team?
I went to London for a Titans game in 2018, I believe.
Yep.
I looked for who was playing at home. Chelsea was playing at home. I took my family to a Chelsea game. We had a delightful time, and we became Chelsea fans.
See? So there you go. So that is, to me, that is the definition of faking. Is like all these Americans who are like, I will be a Liverpool fan. What is Glennon's club?
A Liverpool fan.
Yeah, there you go. I'm a Liverpool fan. I mean, shouldn't there be some, like, at least a player you like or something to become a fan of a team? I mean, you
like the Eden Hazard.
Okay. So
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I went over there. I went to a game. I spent good money to go to a game. I experienced it. I sat amongst the people who root for that team, and we had a blast, and it was a great experience, and I liked the EPL very much, and I wanted a team to root for. And
there you go. I wanted a team to root for. Like, everybody over here feels like, well, I've got to pick a team. I've got to pick an EPL team. And, I mean, you're going to talk about old people can't get into new music. In particular, apparently, if you're white, you can't get into hip-hop. You talk about faking. The Americans who are pretending to be an EPL fan.
I don't know how
EPL
I'm faking
fan.
When I get up early on a lot of Saturday mornings and watch them, and my wife and I kind of bond over it. So I'm not apologizing for it.
Okay.
It's a good family thing for us. And I think you
but
can
you
like
understand what I'm saying. But you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
It's a manufactured fandom. The people who love those teams.
Well, I don't live in
where
England.
They live. Right. I understand
that. I don't live
that.
In England. I love the sport. And I was watching a lot of EPL. And I wanted a rooting interest. And I went and experienced it.
Kind of a faker. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it happens.
Nothing like faking rap love.
Oh, and who's doing that?
I think a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah.
So basically, you just can't imagine how people would like rap.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying most people's music interest and things into new music ends at 40. So if you've become 40 and then you get into rap, I think it's kind of a like forcing the culture thing to be cool.
There you go. Nice. Okay. I mean,
now you have evidence that you were into more of it before that, so it's more viable.
Okay, thank you. So you're actually stepping off. So you're stepping back from that take.
I don't know about the Kendrick part of it.
Well, I tried to explain it to you.
Yeah.
This is someone saying about Robbie. He's a big Packers fan. Never lived in Green Bay. Yeah, right. Robbie became a Green. Look, I became a Golden State Warriors fan because of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So
I
players,
think those are far more fake than
no,
mine.
No, that's not fake. I think if you
far more fake than mine.
No, that's not true. No,
mine is experiential, and yours is player chasing.
But it was also
hero chasing.
Now, I granted experiential, so that's better than a lot of people over here. I agree. So you, at least
including you,
however,
you see a player that you like, and you, Steph, I'm now a fan of your team. Yours should be geographical. If you have proximity, that's how you choose
a
team.
The whole EPL thing is like this. I love soccer, and so I feel like I need to pick one of these teams, and then I'm going to buy all their gear. It's way more real if you actually love a player. I mean, look, in the NBA, some people are just LeBron fans wherever he goes. They cheer
well,
for him to win.
Well, that's what you did with Steph.
Okay.
Player root is lame.
Well, that's how Robbie became a Packers fan.
I think that's lame
okay.
of Robbie.
Well, you tell him then.
I will.
You tell him when he comes back.
But, I mean, the fandom in America is ridiculous, particularly in Nashville, because there aren't teams of franchises. You know, if you live here, you should root for the Reds or the Braves or maybe the Cardinals because they're close. So that's how you pick. Or your dad's team. Those are your options.
So
you don't get to pick a team because Shohei plays on.
I think that's ridiculous. If you're a kid and you are fascinated by a particular player and you don't have an obvious link, there's not a team in your town, you can become a fan of that team.
You can go to Atlanta periodically and see the Braves. That's the fandom, to see the team.
Well, I'm sorry.
Experiential.
I'm sorry, but I grew up and I absolutely...
You're a Pistons fan. How do you become a Golden
State fan? I'm not talking
about me.
I'm talking about the average person. Like, well, screw you. I love Dave Winfield, so I'm a Yankees fan. You can't do that?
I think it's an odd way to choose a team. Dave Winfield's okay. Not going to be a Yankee
The guy
forever.
Says wearing his Chelsea sweatshirt. All right, we come back. Corey Curtis, Robbie and Rex, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.